This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Lisa McBride joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a little bit different than what happens with the Good Vibe Tribe. Normally, somebody will call in and tell us about something in their life that is happening that is good and positive, and we love that. But Lisa, you were actually nominated. We got a message from your friend, Carrie. I think you're also Carrie's boss as well.
I am.
So you have a personal relationship and a working relationship. And she shared a little bit of your story of your fight with cancer, your family's fight with cancer, and how that led to some of the organizations that you're now involved with. Can you talk about, you know, kind of what you went first?
Tell us your story.
Yeah, tell us what you went through first.
I was actually a caretaker for both my parents. My dad had lung cancer. My mom had breast cancer. My mom ended up, she recovered from the breast cancer and ended up with kidney failure. So caretaking was very difficult. My dad passed right before the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, I was the caretaker for my mom. And unfortunately, what I did was I put her appointments first. I put my mammogram off for a year. And I ended up, when I went to get my mammogram, I ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
So that was very difficult, but then I had to obviously take care of her. When she passed away, less than 6 weeks later, they had me in for a double mastectomy.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so that was on Valentine's of 2022. It's a Valentine's I will never forget.
I understand you're actually celebrating some pretty good news since that day.
Yeah, so this Valentine's will be 3 years cancer-free.
Let's go.
Very excited about that, right?
We love to hear it.
Yeah, so very excited about that. And obviously, I think my life changed when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, getting involved in nonprofits. So for the last 3 years, I have really channeled my energy into a cancer nonprofit and also a veterans nonprofit. So very excited about the work that I'm doing. I feel like I got a second chance, and so I want to give back.
And what is the cancer nonprofit? What is it called?
So it is called Pink Revolution of New Hampshire. I'm actually a board member there. And what we do there at that nonprofit is we have two programs, a gas and grocery program and a comfort care product program, where we provide financial assistance to over 2,500 patients in the New England area and over $160,000.
And then the veterans organization is called Holiday Cards for Our Military Challenge. Is that right?
When I met the president of Pink Revolution, she introduced me to the president of Holiday Cards for Military Challenge. I just joined that nonprofit as a board member this past September. And what their goal is to collect and deliver personalized and signed cards to our military troops And last year, we sent out 365,000 cards to our military troops.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
You know, we're in the middle.
1,000 cards a day.
When you do something, you do not mess around.
We just finished up our Valentine's for Veterans, and we thought we were overwhelmed with 3,700 cards. That's incredible. That's wow.
So I did hear about that you guys were doing that, and I think that's amazing because we also do Valentine cards and we do spring cards. We also send Mother's and Father's Day cards, so we're always looking for, you know, organizations and people to help bring those cards in. We get them all over the world, and we love seeing when they send us the pictures and showing us the cards. It is, both of these nonprofits are amazing.
Well, you just spend all of your free time trying to make a difference in the world.
You are an angel.
I do, and I do work a full-time job, which is kind of hard when I try to fit all these in. And then not only am I a board member on both of those, but I also volunteer at two other nonprofit veteran organizations in Massachusetts where I serve dinner at the New England Center and Home for Veterans in Boston. And then I also do Thanksgiving shopping at Veterans Inc. in Worcester in November with the veterans.
Now we know why Carrie sent us this email about
goodness.
You.
Lisa, really? You inspire me.
Yeah, you're a force, Lisa. That is for sure. And
thank you.
We're speechless here. This is a lot that you're doing and so much good. And it really exemplifies kind of what our Good Vibe Tribe is all about, I think.
And please, if you've got events coming up with your 8,000 charities, we would love to support them. So please keep us apprised, okay?
I definitely will because I will let you know, Kennedy, I'm going to be jumping out of a plane in September for cancer patients.
Oh, can I come?
One. You can. I will send you the info.
I'll
absolutely.
Do it, too. I'll do it with you. I'll jump out.
Oh, my God. That would be wonderful. I will get that to you. Believe me.
Done.
I did it last year, and it's amazing.
Done and done.
Lisa, you are now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I think she's the president.
Right.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for this. I honestly, it's all about the patients and the veterans, and I'm just so honored to be able to give back to them.
Well, you're the best, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
And that is exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Somebody that you know or you've got something going on in your life, 617-655-1234. It doesn't have to be being involved with 22
that organizations. That woman is a powerhouse.
She really is.
You ever talk to somebody and at the end you're like, what am I doing?
Right.
Not enough.
I need a nap. So again, we'd love to hear your story. If you want to share something like that for the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy is actually out this morning. We're going to start first with the Academy Awards, which are happening on Sunday nights.
Okay.
Dan, I think you're going to like this, actually. Wicked's Oscar-nominated stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will perform on Sunday's Oscars. In addition, Doja Cat, Lisa Blackpink, Queen Latifah, and Ray are all set to take part in, I will say their quote, show-stopping performances celebrating the filmmaking community and some of its legends.
Didn't they used to do like every best original song that was up used to get performed, and they don't do that anymore?
Yeah, they do that, but also it's just a chance for ABC Disney to plug whatever they have going on, which, you know. Remember they had Encanto one year and they weren't up for anything. They just did it because it was a Disney movie.
Right.
Let's see. So it will feature, it will also feature a special performance by a group called the Los Angeles Master Choral Group. Not sure what songs are going to be sung by Ariana Grande and Erivo just yet. They could do Popular. They could do what? Defying Gravity. What is the feeling? Maybe a medley of all of them, you think?
I'm sure they'll do a couple hits.
You think it's going to be a medley? The word is, though, don't be late to the show, that they will be kicking off the show. So this is the 97th Oscars. And pay attention, it is at a new time. It's moved up an hour. So normally it starts at 8 o'clock, but it's going to be starting at 7 p.m. You can watch it on ABC.
Who's hosting?
Is it Conan O'Brien?
Oh, yeah.
And,
Good guy, local guy.
So you watch it on ABC, and then for the first time, they're going to have it streaming on Hulu Live as well. You can catch it on YouTube TV, AT&T TV, or if you use Fubo. I think, is it Fubo the one you use?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. So you can watch it on there, too. Seasoned NBC journalist Lester Holt has announced that he is stepping down as the anchor of NBC Nightly News, joining a growing list of newscasters who are parting ways with NBC and MSNBC amid network shakeups. Excuse me. The 65-year-old journalist who has helmed the program since 2015 confirmed in a staff memo that he is exiting the show in the early summer. He's been there 10 years, 17 if you include his years on Weekend. And the story is that he's going to be joining Dateline on a full-time basis. NBC is just firing people left and right over there, which is pretty crazy. Billy McFarland, does that name ring a bell?
That's the Fire Festival guy.
It is the Fire Festival
Everybody guy. Was eating bag lunches out there.
So if you don't know, Billy McFarland was found guilty on two counts of wire fraud in relation to the Fire Festival and served time in prison from 2018 to 2022. So the original iteration took place in 2017. It was April. Attendees paid upwards of $1,500 for tickets. The festival took place in the Bahamas. It promised performances from Blink 182 and Migos. However, upon arrival, guests learned that the luxury accommodations that were promised were makeshift tents and folding chairs.
And ended up being like Lord of the Flies for social media influencers.
Yeah, there were multiple documentaries. There was the one on Netflix called Fire, the Greatest Party That Never Happened, and then Hulu did Fire Fraud. Well, Billy McFarland has announced new information regarding the second iteration of the infamous Fire Festival. He said, after spending 4 years in prison for the original festival, that Fire Festival 2 will take place May 30th to June 2nd on Isla Mujeres. This is right off the coast of Cancun. I've actually been there before.
There's nowhere beautiful. To go but up from the first one.
So the deal is this. He says, Fire 2 is real. My dream is finally becoming a reality. He said, it really isn't about the past. It's really not about me. It's about taking the vision, which is strong. While no performers have been announced for the festival, McFarland confirmed that the lineup will consist of artists across electronic, hip-hop, pop, and rock. As for the range of ticket prices, McFarland says that the most expensive tickets will be a luxurious experience that will cost about $1.1 million.
Imagine he has dates set with not a single person signed on.
So tickets are going to go from like $1,500 to $1.1
million. No, they're not. This is never going to happen. He says, I've been planning this for 4 years when I've been in the clink.
He says, Fire is not just about the concert. It's about luxury. It's about the adventure. He says there might be MMA fighting. There might be jiu-jitsu. It's just, if you spend your money on that concert, please.
This just sounds like what your buddy talks about after several beers. He said, we're going to start this festival. There's going to be cage fights and then EDM DJs, and we're going to charge $1 million.
It's going to be the greatest thing ever. And some sad news to report. The legendary Roberta Flack died yesterday after a battle with ALS. She was 88 years old. Of course, Roberta was best known for two hit singles, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, and this one, Killing Me Softly with His Song. And so a lot of younger people know this song because of the Fugees.
The Fugees, that's how I know it.
Right. She actually became the first artist to win the Grammy for Record of the Year in consecutive years for those two songs. Two times. That's all I ever hear. She had another hit in 1974 with Feel Like Making Love, Dan. This is baby making music. That's what my parents called that, baby making music. So today we think about Roberta Flack, a legend, icon. Okay, I probably shouldn't do that.
It's another artist that won't be performing at Fire Festival 2.
Now performing on the third stage, Roberta Flack.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can call the Carson. You can call the Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by the Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England's Washington birthday sales event is here. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Brianna from Taunton.
Hello. Good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not going to lie. I was feeling a little bit yesterday. I went 3 for 3 with Can't Conquer Carson.
Which is a rarity.
Yeah, so it's probably going to go 0 for 3 today. That's what I'm feeling.
Brianna, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Brianna.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. That's no confidence. Yes, you are. He's not Kennedy. You're going to be fine. Question number one. the main Friends cast chose not to participate in Peacock's new documentary about Matthew Perry, who was Chandler's roommate on Friends?
Joey.
Luther by Kendrick Lamar is the number one song in the country this week. The singer who appeared at the halftime show with him is also on the song Luther. What is her name?
What is her name?
That's the question.
I don't know. I'm just going to take a guess. Was it SZA?
Question three. Actor Sean Astin turns 54 today. He played the brave Samwise Gamgee in which movie trilogy?
Oh. Can you repeat the question?
Sean Astin played Samwise Gamgee in which movie trilogy?
West Side Story?
I love that trilogy. Question
no, I don't
four.
Know. I don't know.
Wicked's,
I don't know.
I know. I hear it's a lot harder once you're on the radio. Question number four.
I know.
Wicked stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will perform at the Oscars. Who played the Wizard of Oz in the new Wicked movie?
I don't know. These are really hard.
And question number five. Lady Gaga says there will be a sequel to her song in video Telephone, but she doesn't know when, and she doesn't know if the featured artist will return for the sequel. Who featured on Telephone with Lady Gaga?
Telephone, I gotta sing it in my head. I don't know. I'm sorry. These are so, I don't know.
I apologize. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! One day we'll get him
terrible.
A drop of his own. You did okay. You're so hard on yourself. We've seen much worse.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Yeah, we might see much worse right now. You
look
never
know. Dead in my eyes. We've seen worse, right, Carson?
Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Brianna from Taunton, who's being a little hard on herself.
Taunton.
She got 2 out of 5.
All right, nice work. Nice work.
You ready?
Yes.
The main Friends cast chose not to participate in Peacock's new documentary about Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Chandler's roommate on Friends?
Joey.
1-1. Luther by Kendrick Lamar is the number one song in the country this week. The singer who appeared at the halftime show with him is also on the song Luther with him. What is her name?
SZA.
2-2.
I'm not a huge fan of that song, but I get why it's popular.
He has 4 of the top 5 songs in the country right now. Hating Drake has been a boon for his commercial success.
You know what's really fun, Dan, is download the edited version and listen to that album, because that's what I listen to.
Oh, yeah, you're just getting a lot of...
just a lot of instrumentals.
2-2, question number 3. Actor Sean Astin turns 54 years old today. He played the brave Samwise Gamgee in which movie trilogy?
Samwise was Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is correct, not West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Yes, he was a jet. And question number 4. Wicked stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will perform at the Oscars. Who played the Wizard of Oz in the new Wicked movie?
Oh, Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, there's nothing he can't do.
That's true. He was actually good in that role.
I was amazed that he sang a song, but...
Yeah, that was not good. But he did it.
But I remember he's fantastic.
When we watched it, I was like, oh, he sings.
4-2, going into question 5. Lady Gaga says there will be a sequel to her song and video Telephone, but she doesn't know when, and she doesn't know if the featured artist will return.
Okay.
Who featured on Telephone with Lady Gaga?
That would be the reigning country music queen, Beyoncé.
Can't stop, won't stop. That's 5 right.
Wow.
5-2. Congratulations, Carson.
Thank you.
You're a genius coming off a vacation.
I don't know what is going on right now. I did get like 8 hours of sleep last night, though, so that was kind of nice.
Brent, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you calling in and playing with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yeah. I'm Brianna from Taunton, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right. We have my wife, Lana, standing by on the hotline. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy is out this morning. And I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about what your kid's name would be if it was named after the place you found out you were expecting.
Yep.
And Barrett's name would be Mix 1041 because I was here when I found out that we were expecting. And then Lana shared with us that I actually wasn't the first person that she talked to. And that was mind-blowing to me. Like, who do you call before you call your husband to tell him that you're expecting?
Well, she had somebody in mind, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it wasn't me. I mean, it's like a seminal moment in our life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband is feeling some type of way.
I mean, after 14 years...
Well, I didn't know it until I didn't know it until a couple of weeks ago.
He's had a long time to let this marinate.
No, I didn't know.
You knew it.
No, you never shared that with me. So tell.
Oh yeah, I thought I had.
Yeah, you thought you had.
I don't think it's that big. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I know you think that now.
I mean, I shared it with my sister first, but I've known her longer.
That's just data. That's facts.
I mean, I can't describe it. Like, it's a weird sort of feeling. Like, you don't know what to do.
Were you in just disbelief that you were?
Yes.
And you wanted to just, like.
1,000%, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I mean, you don't remember my mom and my sister, and I don't mean this in a mean sort of way, anything against Barrett, but, like, they didn't know. I cried for, like, a month, you know? I was, like, didn't know what to do with myself because I was in disbelief. Not that I wasn't happy, but it was like I was kind of in shock.
Yeah, I think we had resigned.
It was like one of those things we said if it happened, it happened, and I was having a hard time. And
right.
And my mom was like, "Well, you said if it happened, it happened. Well, it happened, you know."
Yeah, we've never talked about this on the show before, but the chances of me having children were very minimal. In fact, I went and had to get checked out at a doctor. In my previous marriage, because we were trying to get pregnant, and the doctor said there's only a 10% chance you're ever going to have kids.
Yeah, but then you had twins, so.
And then we had twins, which is wild. And
which
so,
twins run in my family, and
right.
Yes, I thought I might not even have one ever, much less two, so
yes.
Yeah, I was in a little bit of shock.
So that was something I had to tell Lana when we first started dating. I was like, hey, I might not be able to, I know I have twins, so it might sound dumb for me to say this, but the doctor said that was like a miracle pregnancy.
Right.
And I'll probably never have another kid. So I just want you to know that going
on. And then in combination with some of my issues that I had, like,
yep.
The chances were like, we might not, you know, but guess what? Today, here's Mix 104.1 Barrett. So.
And did you call your sister to tell her the news?
Yes, yes. Yes, I was like,
because Carson got shot a text message.
No, she did call me. She did call me. She called me. Did you like call?
Here's a picture of the stick.
Did you call her and you were like, am I reading this properly? Can I text you?
Yes, I did. And I, because it was such a faint line, it wasn't one of those now that they have pregnant, not pregnant. Mm-hmm. It was too, you know, if there's a line there, it's kind of like the COVID test.
Was, you didn't know if you were COVID
yes,
positive
and I,
or not.
And my sister goes, it does not matter if it's faint or not. That means yes. And I was like, really?
Were you trying to talk yourself out of the science?
Yes, yes. I mean, I went and had a blood test done because it was really before time. It was so early. And I took like 6 pregnancy tests, all with like faint lines. And I was like, no, this can't be. And I went up to the MGH the here in Charlestown. And I was like, I want a blood test. Because it was before I was really supposed
right.
to. You're supposed to know.
Right.
And they were like, yes, we can confirm all 90 of your pregnancy tests are correct.
You see
so,
the,
yeah,
the text?
Somebody just texted in, sisters before misters, Carson.
sorry, Carson. No,
it's all right.
Sorry.
All right.
It's been eating his lunch for 2 weeks.
I know.
In the grand scheme of things, did it really matter? So you never even knew. It probably wouldn't have, if you never found out, then.
No.
I wouldn't have to get called out on the radio.
It was a little weird to get a phone call, though. I figured you would have waited till I got home to, like, tell me in person. But, you know, because.
I mean, have you met me?
Yeah.
I can't hold something like
no,
that.
No, that's true.
In.
That's true. You cannot. Like, I would have figured you would have held on to it and there would have been a moment where we hug and.
Like all these people that do these TikToks and videos now. Yeah.
Are you sitting down? You know?
Oh, no. My gosh. No.
Lana texted me a pic of the pregnancy test.
No, I did not.
All right. I love you, babe.
I'm not the only one. I love you too.
All right, bye.
She is not the only one.
All right.
That's what we want to talk to.
Yeah, 617-655-1234. Who did you call before you called your, you know, whoever it was, the father of the child? Who did you call first?
My favorite is this text. Someone said, I told daycare before I told my husband, because you got to get on that waiting list.
All right, 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
617-655-1234 to call into the show. You can also use that number to text in. It's the same number. And yes, that is our new number, 617-655-1234. We were just talking to my wife about when we found out that she was expecting with Barrett. We had talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show that his name would be Mix 1041 if you named him after where you found out that you were expecting. And she had dropped this little nugget in there that she called her sister first. And I didn't know that. And I just thought it was weird.
It bothered you a little bit.
Yeah, well, and it was just like, that's, why wouldn't you wait until I got home? That was the one thing that stood out, too. But
to be fair, she has known her sister longer.
I get all of that. So she called her sister first, and then afterwards she called me. So again, 617-655-1234. And it seems like a lot of people do this. They don't call the guy. They don't call the...
The partner, significant other,
right?
Whoever it may be.
They're calling their daycare provider. They're calling their therapist. They're calling family members.
You got to find a pediatrician first.
Right. let's see. I have Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Who did you call before you called your partner that you were expecting?
I called my best friend.
Why?
My husband was working, and I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I didn't know if he was even going to believe it. He had just had a vasectomy a few months prior, so we thought we were totally done.
Well, that is a resilient swimmer. That's like a Green Beret in there.
Oh, man. They said the chances were less than 3%
right. That
the surgery would fail, and it failed.
Oh, my gosh. Now, did that... listen, I'm not trying to put this into the universe.
No, I know what you're going to say.
Did this put... Yeah, he starts having second thoughts. What's going on? Is there somebody else...
You know, I asked him down the line once the shock wore off, I asked him, I said, did you ever question, you know, my faithfulness? And he said, surprisingly, no.
Right.
That's something that, I think would cross most people's minds.
Sure.
But I'm, obsessed with my husband. He knows that.
Right.
So did you call your best friend first just to, talk you off a ledge to get your story straight?
Yeah, absolutely. I was hysterical. Yep. I didn't think it was even possible, so it was more shocking than any finding out any of my other pregnancies. I was in disbelief.
What was the age? What's the age difference between the last one and the one before?
Only a year and a half.
Oh, okay, not too bad though. But you were done.
Oh yeah, I have. Yeah, right now I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old. Yeah, I was totally done.
Did you go back to the doctor we got to re-snip this guy? This isn't working.
You know, he did. He went back and he was like, what the hell?
Yeah, do you get a refund on that?
I'd like my money back.
No, I mean, they have you sign the waiver, you know what I mean?
The waiver? Is that a thing, really, when
not
you get a vasectomy?
Waiver, they had him sign the paperwork. He went back and he was like, my wife's pregnant, what the hell? And so they tested him. They found out, that it was completely unsuccessful.
Oh, wow.
So I said, all right, now it's my turn.
That is wild. All right, well, thanks for calling in and sharing the story, Brianna.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, what is it?
Yeah, Tuesday. It feels like a Monday. I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. Okay, so who did you tell before you told your husband that you were expecting?
My dentist knew probably 2 weeks before my husband did because I had to have a tooth removed. And they could only use certain medication.
Right.
And I was surprising my husband, so.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks? You didn't tell him for 2 weeks?
For 2 weeks, yeah. It was a big surprise.
Why?
Because I was trying to plan, a big, surprise, we're pregnant. And I just didn't have it in me at the time when I was at the dentist. I was planning something elaborate.
2 weeks, that is wild. And then you told the dentist.
Yep. He wasn't happy.
Did the dentist know you hadn't even told your husband yet?
Yep.
That's wild. Alana is from Gloucester. Good morning.
Hi.
Who did you tell first?
So the order of events is fuzzy, of course, but I'm pretty sure I told my best friend first. And she and I have been friends for life. And she'd been trying also. I don't think we were really trying. We just kind of gave up not trying. Or gave up trying not to, I guess.
Right.
And when I called her to tell her that I was pregnant, we had one of those, like, awkward pauses. And she's like, me too. And we ended up having our babies 20 days apart.
That's awesome you get to go through that together with your best friend, though.
Oh, we totally went through it. That's for sure.
Now, had she told her husband prior?
I think, yeah, because she had kind of a rockier pregnancy, so they kind of went through it together, but,
right.
And we got to go through the whole thing, like, all the same milestones of pregnancy at the same time. It was both our first pregnancies, so.
How old are the kids now?
They are 15.
Oh, are they best friends? Do you put a lot of pressure on them to be best friends?
They go back and forth between having friendships, but I mean, they both go to school together and they have, you know, different friend groups. Yeah. So they're not besties at the moment, but they probably will be. And then maybe they won't be and they'll find their way back.
Yeah, so they're 15.
Yeah. Teenagers.
Yes, they're totally
15. That's great. All right. Thanks for calling in and sharing that, Alana. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no! You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Finally, the best two voices on the show get to shine.
I know. She's always stealing our glory, Dan, that woman.
Kippy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson.
Yes.
Say what's up to Will from Hull.
What's up, Will?
Hey, good morning.
How are things down in Hull today?
Things are good. Driving to work right now. Hoping to win some money.
Does it make you feel good every day when you're driving to work and you look out and see the water? That just does something to me. It's good for my soul.
It's a good place to live.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I got distracted by the beach for a minute.
Will, can you please kick Carson out of the studio before he reminisces more?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Will.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. Are you ready, Will?
Let's do it.
After getting famous for Twilight, Robert Pattinson says it's weird to have a fan base that's now dominated by men because he's Batman. Which city does Batman protect?
Gotham City.
I'm Batman. Question number two. Donnie Wahlberg will return as his Blue Bloods character for a spin-off series called Boston Blue. It'll premiere sometime during the 2025-2026 season on CBS. Who is Donnie Wahlberg married to?
Jenny McCarthy.
The Backstreet Boys added three more dates to their Las Vegas Sphere residency. Which Backstreet Boys song is this one? Take a listen. Name that song.
I think it's called Everybody. Everybody, rock your body. I'm going to go with Everybody.
All right, question number four. Rashida Jones turns 49 today. She's been on shows like Parks and Rec, The Office, and Angie Tribeca. But most notably, she's the daughter of who?
Quincy Jones.
And question number five. Lizzo posted a teaser for her new single, Love in Real Life. It drops on Friday. Lizzo has had two different songs reach number one in the country. Can you name them both?
No, I can't.
All right. Thank you for not wasting my time.
All right.
Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! He's got long legs, so he gets in here real quick.
Yeah, but I'm a little hobbly this morning from basketball.
You take longer strides than Kennedy. You're in here like a flash.
Yeah, it's hobbly. Hobbly.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Will from Hull.
Got 5 out of 5.
You're close. You got 4 out of 5.
I knew it. I could tell in his voice.
It's coming right for your
night.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. Nice job, Will.
Hey, thanks.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No pressure, but you need to get at least 4 of these right. If the math is mathing.
Woosah.
After getting famous for Twilight, Robert Pattinson says it's really strange to have a fan base that's now dominated by men because he's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Which city does Batman protect?
Gotham.
That is correct, 1-1. Donnie Wahlberg will return as his Blue Bloods character for a spin-off series called Boston Blue. It'll premiere sometime next year on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Donnie married to?
He is married to... Oh, my God. I'm just drawing a blank right now. Hang on, give me a second. I could... I mean, I had her poster up on my wall, I think, at one point in my life.
Well, then this should be easy.
I know. He was in studio, and he called her.
He FaceTimed her.
He FaceTimed her while we were sitting here. She's sitting sideline with him at the Celtics games all the time.
I need you to stop stalling.
Don't tell me how to live.
I'm going to need you to stop stalling.
Can I get a hint?
Nope. Yeah, she's married to Donnie Wahlberg. That's the hint.
Beautiful. Smart.
Answer.
Funny. Just
answer.
Everything to love in a human being. And her name is... Oh, I was about to get it.
2-1 going to question
three. Wait, I didn't get the answer. What was it?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy!
Question number three. The Backstreet Boys added three more dates to their Las Vegas Sphere residency.
Yeah.
Which Backstreet Boys song is this one? Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual?
Yeah. Backstreet's everybody, everybody's back. Backstreet's back. All right. Everybody, Backstreet's back.
Yes, everybody is the answer, but Backstreet Back is in parentheses.
Yep.
3-2. Question number four. Rashida Jones turns 49 today. She's been on shows like Park and Rec, The Office, and Angie Tribeca. But most notably, she's the daughter of whom?
Quincy Jones.
That is correct. 4-3.
Oof.
You're still in it.
Oof. I'm sweating.
Lizzo posted a teaser for her new single, Love in Real Life. It's going to drop on Friday.
Okay.
Lizzo has had two songs reach number one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them both?
Okay. I'm going to say Truth Hurts is one of them.
You're halfway there, as Bon Jovi once said.
Truth Hurts and... It's not... No, it's not Juice. It's not Juice. Juice.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah.
You want to phone a friend, maybe Kennedy? She probably knows.
Just hit the buzzer.
About damn time.
Oh, about damn time. I couldn't remember it. About damn time.
Which means, Will, nice. You're $100
Witcher. Hey, nice job,
Will. I'm so happy.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, guys.
So now, Carson.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to say to the new mayor of Hull, Will?
I just got a text from Sal 2 seconds in. He's like, quit losing my money. I'm not going to look at my phone again. That man. All right. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Will.
Not even a little bit.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, if you've only been listening to the show for maybe like 2 days, you'd think it was the Carson and Dan show, but it is not.
No, we're missing maybe the most key piece.
Yeah. The most key piece, Kennedy. So, it is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can always catch the show on the Odyssey app. We have some sad news to share. You know, Kennedy's been out for the past couple of days. We didn't actually talk about it yesterday on the show. I didn't want to say anything until she shared it the way she wanted to share what was going on, but obviously... You know, we have been in contact with her. And I'm just going to read to you what she put on Facebook, and then we can talk a little bit about it, if that's okay with you, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Kennedy writes, and I'm just going to read it exactly as Kennedy wrote it on her Facebook. She says, I don't even know how to say this, so maybe I won't. He was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I don't know how to do it without him, but he waited until I got home and passed in my arms. So my sweet Elvis, thank you for loving me more than I ever loved myself. I know you're chasing rabbits with no pain and getting all the treats with all the other good dogs. I'm going to take a little break from all of this to process, thanks to all of you who loved him as much as I did. So yeah, Elvis, her chocolate lab, passed away on Sunday night, early Monday morning.
Yeah, Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah, I woke up to a text that we got at probably like 1 o'clock in the morning from her. It was pretty emotional.
Yeah, she started texting us around 12:30 going into Sunday morning, and it just was like, Elvis isn't breathing well, I'm heading to the emergency vet. And then, you know, she said some stuff that's personal that I'm not going to read. Then around 1:45, she's right. like, he's gone. I'm just glad that he waited for me to get home.
Yeah.
So that I could be there for him.
Yeah, Lana and I were talking about this. She's like, I didn't even know Elvis was sick. And I said, well, I don't know that Elvis was sick per se, but just getting older.
Yeah, he was like 12 or 13.
I think so. I think he was 13. She had had a chocolate lab before named Elwood. So when I met Kennedy in like 97, she was just in the process of getting divorced, and they had two chocolate labs, and it was Jake and Elwood because they love the
Blues Brothers. Right. Yeah.
And so she got Elwood and her ex got Jake, and Elwood, I don't think, made the move to Boston. I don't remember Elwood because we stayed in an apartment together when we first moved here. And I remember her having a little cat, but I don't think the dog was there. And so I believe she got Elvis in around 2009.
I would say like 2013 because I was here.
2013? Oh, yeah. Really? You think it was? Oh, yeah, that makes...
Yeah,
oh.
Time-wise.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But, you know, it's so sad. We want to give her as much time and space as she needs because it's losing a family member.
Yep.
But that dog was more loved than... most humans get to experience, and he lived a fantastic life.
Yep.
He was the goodest of boys.
Yep.
He was in the studio not too long ago, got all the dog hair all over me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just the sweetest dog.
And it's got to be, listen, we love Cisco, but we have a family around us, and me and my wife and my son. And so I can't imagine what Kennedy is going through right now, being at home alone. The one saving grace is that she has her dad's dog right now, which I was staying in Atlanta last night. I was like, I'm hoping that's helping a little bit, because if there was no dog in the house at all, just being there, sitting there with your feelings and emotions is a lot.
It's a lot to process.
It is a lot to process. So I talked to her yesterday morning on the phone on the way in. She was obviously upset, but, you know, she said it was like he waited because she had been gone to Iceland for a week. And when she got home, you know, she told me that he wasn't eating, and then he finally ate and he was doing a little bit better. And then he just, you know... just hit a rough patch and just never recovered from it. So
well, he crossed the rainbow bridge. He's not in pain anymore.
Yeah.
No, he was probably the best thing that happened to Kennedy over these last 13 years.
And we just wanted to share that with you and let you know what was going on with Kennedy.
She'll be back when she's ready.
Yeah, yeah. She texted us yesterday afternoon and she said, I'm just still not ready to come back to work. So, you know, hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But we just wanted to kind of give you an update on what was going on with Kennedy.
Good morning, everybody.
I know. But listen, this is
it's a real life.
This is it, right? This is why we love you, because you share your lives with us. And, you know, there are times when we feel it's important to share what's going on. I wish Kennedy here were to share it. But when she shared it on social media yesterday, I was like, well, I started getting text messages and DMs, and people were asking, you know, for her address and, you know, how can I reach out? We sent her flowers. But know that we're thinking about her, and we appreciate that you're thinking about her as well. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We got a message from Barrett yesterday at school, and he was like, am I allergic to any medicines? It was just like a random text. And first of all, you shouldn't be texting at school because you're not allowed to text at school. So that was happening, and we're like, no, you're not allergic to any medicines. And he's like, oh, because I'm going to the nurse.
And why do you need medicine?
Right, exactly. And what do you think the nurse is going to give you at school? Just nothing. She might give you some Tylenol.
Yeah, ibuprofen, that's it.
Go back to class. Then he came home yesterday and he was fine. I was like, all right, whatever. He's got enough things going on. I don't know if I should talk about this or not, but I'm going to. The kid lost his lunchbox again, Dan. And we just don't know what to do about it and how upset we should get. Over under on 3, the number of lunchboxes he's lost this school year.
This year?
Yes, this year. It is February. The number's 3. You going over or under?
I mean, I want to go under for his health.
Right. He's lost 4. The number's over.
He's lost 4 since September?
He lost his first one in the first 3 days.
Well, maybe he could brown bag it. Might be time to get him a brown bag.
I know, but the issue is, like, it needs to have some refrigeration to it because, you know, we put a little ice thing in there. You know, there's a microwave in the cafeteria. Sometimes he'll heat it up, or sometimes it's got to stay cold, you know. So the first one he lost, and Lana bought him a nice one. We get him a nice one at the beginning of the school year. And then when he lost that one, she's like, well, you're going to replace it. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
So
the concept of money is important to learn as a kid.
But he doesn't have a job. We haven't taught him anything. We've taught him his green light is like a money tree.
It just comes.
Yeah. And so he bought it with his own money from his chores. And so he had that one for like, he lost that one by the holidays. And then I think he had to buy a third one because we were so mad about the first two that we made him buy a third one. And then his aunt, Elaine, gave him one, a fourth one over the holidays. And he just lost that one.
Has he told Lana yet?
Well, yeah, Lana knows. Yep. And I just don't know. Like, it's a lunchbox. In the grand scheme of life, it's not important. But a lunchbox is 25
bucks. I was going to ask that. I have no idea what a lunchbox goes for.
It depends on which one you buy. You know, they've gone down in value. Like the first one was the nice model, you know, with the collapsible and the thermos and all the things that go with it. And by the last one, it was like, you know, buy it online as cheap as possible.
The last time I was in the lunchbox game, there was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on them.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah, he's past that age, you know. But I'm just like, on many levels, I just want to, like, bro, do you just want to hear your mom yell at you? Because I don't. And then I get yelled at.
Every time you get punished, I get punished.
Oh, I got it. And like, this was yesterday morning. I get this text at... And I love my wife, and I get it. Like, she writes at 6:30 yesterday morning. So we've been at work for like an hour and a half, and she's probably just getting out of bed and making sure he's gone. Barrett has lost another lunchbox, the one Lane gave at the holidays. That is now four lunchboxes since September. To say that I'm pissed is an understatement. He is going to get some sort of punishment. I am so sick of this. Bleep. And his lack of concern for things that we pay for, it is incredibly insulting.
This is too early to be that fired up. It's too early to be that fired up.
And I'm in, like, work mode. I'm like, yeah, but did you hear what happened to Taylor Swift?
Can we wait on this? If he loses the next one, I think you should just go full Army infantry and just go MREs.
Right?
You're bringing MREs to school.
Oh, that would be awesome. I might stop at the Army surplus store on the way home. You can't remember your lunchbox. You'll remember this, won't you? Dried lasagna.
Oh. How bad are those, really?
No, you actually get to... I'm kidding. The lasagna isn't dried. The lasagna was actually the better one. Whatever the meat ones were always bad in my day. Right. I know they've changed since then. There was a meat one that came in like this... It had this clear jelly to keep it preserved for 50 years in a bunker. It didn't seem right.
I guess it's all perspective. If you've been in the woods for a weekend, anything's going to taste better.
Right. But some of them had candies in it, like M&Ms or the little caramel, whatever you call them, squares would be in there. Those were like the treats. And then you trade them off because certain people like certain things. If you're like, hey, I'll trade you.
So it's just like school lunch in your lunchbox.
Yeah, I'll trade you my lasagna for your Spam-A-Lot. Anyway.
Thoughts and prayers for Barrett's health if he loses another lunchbox.
I know. I don't even
Your wife's going to kill him.
I know. I just don't know how to deal with it. But anyway.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't talk to Carson. You can't talk to Carson.
Electric guitar solo now.
No.
It was nice of them to all come back from the grave to make that intro for us.
Just for you.
Just for us, Dan.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event is here. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. And Carson, say hello to Brittany from Norwell.
Norwell. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What's going on in Norwell today?
Not too much. I'm actually on my way out of Norwell. I'm off to work.
I feel like Norwell is one of those places you never leave. Like, once you're there, you're like, I'm stuck. There's like a magnet in Norwell.
So it's the Hotel California and
like
Norwell?
You leave at some point in your life, and then next thing you know, you're back living there, and you have three kids, and you don't know what happened.
Have you lived in Norwell your whole life?
No, I'm actually from Milton, but I do have three kids, and I am now stuck in Norwell.
Well, I feel that.
Brittany, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Yes. Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Brittany.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We are going to give you $100, which is always nice. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? You're going to know so.
Okay, I know so.
All right, now we can start. That's better. 93-year-old William Shatner says he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe. He will reprise his role as which iconic character?
Oh, yikes. I have no idea about Star Trek.
Can you name a single?
With the next one.
All right, we'll skip it. Harrison Ford says horseback riding on the Yellowstone spinoff 1923 isn't as difficult as you think, but Helen Mirren says that's just because he's great at it. Who created Yellowstone in all of its spinoff series?
Oh, this is tough. Yellowstone. I think I was just watching Landman, and I think it's the same creator.
You got a name?
No, it's not coming to me.
Okay, question number three. Usain Bolt says he ate about 100 McDonald's chicken nuggets each day at the 2008 Beijing Olympics because they were a familiar food he knew his stomach could handle. He won 3 gold medals at that Olympics, by the way. Which country did Usain Bolt compete for?
The U.S.
Question number four. This one-hit wonder who sings the song turns 54 today. Take a listen to the song and then name the singer. Take a listen.
'Cause you had a bad day, you're taking one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day.
Who sings that song?
Oh my gosh, it's so much harder when you're playing.
You know, George. Brittany, we get that from time to time.
I'm so embarrassed. George Gray?
And question number five, Creed and Nickelback will co-headline the Summer of 99 and Beyond Festival in Wisconsin this year. The lineup also includes Daughtry and Three Doors Down. Can you name Three Doors Down biggest hit?
Oh my gosh. Three Doors Down. Three Doors Down.
We need an answer, Brittany.
I have a scoop. I have a scooch. No.
All right. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Here he is. He's quick. He's like the Flash coming out of the studio.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Brittany from Norwell believes that she got a Such, she's incorrect because she got a Mac.
She got a Mac? 0 for 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mac.
Oh,
no. Yep. Well, we used to call it a Mel.
Yes.
And then we had an intern who talked mad junk about everybody.
Yeah, he was going a little crazy.
And then he made the questions really hard. And then we made him play on his last day of his internship, and he got 0 out of 5. So now a Mel is a Mac.
Yep.
That's all right. I bet they were hard. Let's do this, Dan.
She said they were hard. She also gave the astute observation, it's a lot harder when you're on the radio, which we've heard from time to time. Question number one. 93-year-old William Shatner says he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe.
Oh.
He will reprise his role as which iconic character?
Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Captain Kirk would have been fine, but you can flex a little bit. 1-0. Harrison Ford says horseback riding on the Yellowstone spinoff 1923 isn't as difficult as you think, but Helen Mirren says that's just because he's really good at it.
Okay.
Who created Yellowstone in all of its spinoff series?
Taylor Sheridan.
Taylor Sheridan is correct. And yes, Brittany, he is the same guy who does Landman. You're right.
Yes, it's such a good show.
Landman is a good show.
2-0. Usain Bolt says he ate about 100 McDonald's chicken nuggets each day at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Because they were a familiar food he knew his stomach could handle.
That's actually pretty interesting.
He won 3 gold medals at that Olympics, by the way, eating 100 chicken nuggets a day.
Sure.
Which country did he compete for?
Jamaica.
Yes.
What do you think he's doing? So I'm a sweet and sour guy, but I feel like being from Jamaica, maybe he wants something a little spicier. You think he's doing like the barbecue or honey mustard?
They might have different sauces in Jamaica. We don't know.
Well, but where did the Olympics happen?
In Beijing.
What do you think they had?
I'm also a sweet and sour guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Question number four. The one-hit wonder who sings this song turns 54 today.
Oh.
Take a listen to the song and then name the singer, por favor.
Okay.
'Cause you had a bad day, you take one down.
How we did.
You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie.
I pull a Kennedy there?
What was it?
Howie Day? Oh, hold on.
So that, quick and so wrong.
Howie Carr. No.
Daniel Powder.
Oh, Daniel Powder. What did Howie Day say?
Does he do Collide?
Collide, maybe.
Yeah.
What was his name again? Daniel Powder?
Yeah, Daniel Powder.
You know what I remember that song from?
What?
American Idol. That was the one where if you didn't get the golden ticket or whatever, they would play that in like the first couple of seasons, I feel like.
Yeah, Howie Day does Collide, just for the record.
Oh, thank you.
Question five. Creed and Nickelback will co-headline Summer in 99 and Beyond Festival in Wisconsin this summer.
Look at this photograph! Oh, this is going to be a good show, Dan.
I would go see Creed and Nickelback.
Heck yeah.
Their lineup also includes Daughtry and Three Doors Down. Can you name Three Doors Down, biggest hit?
Three Doors Down. I can hear it in my head. I know Without You was a big one, but that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Three Doors Down's biggest hit was Here Without You. I'm going to go Here Without You.
Will you still call me Superman? Kryptonite.
Oh, Kryptonite. That's right. Yeah, Kryptonite.
3-0. Carson gets the win.
Those were really tough, Brittany. Those were really tough.
Thanks, Carson. I do feel sad, but they were really tough.
Yeah, I just wanted to watch the world burn this hour.
You know, Brittany didn't deserve this morning. She's already stuck in Norwalk.
I was out of questions, so you just got the hard ones. Brittany, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Brittany from Norwell, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.